Welcome to the True You podcast. My name is Malcolm D. Smith, and I am pleased that you are here and that you're listening. We are on episode 12, a dozen episodes so far, and if you've listened to all of them, thank you for doing that. Love to hear your feedback, anything that you've liked about the podcast, anything you have not liked about the podcast, please feel free to reach out to me. You can send me information at info@iammalcolm.com, and I would love to get your feedback. So today, what we're going to talk about is transplants. I was in a situation a couple of days ago where I was praying for somebody, and what we were praying for was for the person's organ to not be rejected by their body. And it reminded me of a story that I heard about 2023 now. So it was 2001 when I heard the story. And it was that I met a man who had a heart transplant. And obviously his heart wasn't working or else he wouldn't have needed a heart transplant. But he got a heart transplant and his body was rejecting the heart. It was not working. They were concerned. He was taking all these medications. Nothing was working. And he was just getting sicker and sicker and things looked incredibly bleak. But he met this man and the man had a conversation with him that changed his life. And when I heard the conversation, I think it changed my life, but I wasn't exactly sure how, and I'm still learning, but I'm going to share it with you today because it's really where this whole idea came from. So what the man said to the guy who was having a hard time with his new heart was he said, "Have you accepted this new heart? Have you created a relationship with this new heart?" And the guy was like, "Well, it's my heart." "No, it's just a heart. Why would I do that?" And the guy said to him, "Your heart is everything. It's beating life into you, but it's also the heart that you fall in love with. It's the heart that you love music with. It's the heart that you find new foods that you love with. And you and this heart don't have that relationship. This heart was just put into your body and it knows nothing about you, what you love, what you don't love. And for that matter, you have changed with this new heart and you may not love the things that you love that you used to love with your old heart. So discover what it's like with this new heart." So the man thought he was kind of crazy, but he didn't have anything to lose because he wasn't getting better. So he took that on. And so he started to look at the whole new world in a new way. And what happened was that the heart started to be accepted by his body. His body stopped rejecting it as the guy's perception changed or his perspective changed. And so that's what I want to talk about. I think that it stuck with me because it really showed the importance of perspective and how new things require things that we may not even think because they're just obvious and they are the way things are. So if you look at your life, are there things that you're not happy with, things that don't work for you, things that you have just gotten numb to because that's the way life is. And it's not speaking to the true you and who you are. You may wish for a different experience, or you may have gotten to the point that you stopped wishing and you've just resigned yourself to this is the way it is. And so that little corner of your life is just, there's no light over there. It's the dark corners of your life. You don't like to look at it. You don't like to talk to people about it. It's no fun to look at because it hurts. And we have been trained to cover up the things that hurt. Well, what if you uncovered that? What if you shined light in that corner and you really looked at, wow, this really isn't working for me? Well, here's the thing. You can do something about it. You can give yourself a transplant in that area. What are you talking about, Malcolm? I am not a surgeon. That's silly. I'm not going to do any kind of transplant. And besides, it's more a thought than, or it's more of an experience, or it's more my situation. So I can't do surgery on it. Okay, you can't do surgery. But when I say do surgery on it, I mean remove it, change it, alter it. instead of sitting there and feeling like you're stuck, shift what's going on. So you're not stuck sitting there wishing that you had a different experience. You can actually do something about it. So if you, let's just take mindset for a moment. If you say to yourself, I am not able to have the life that I live because of the circumstance that I'm in. I can appreciate that. I've experienced that. I've been in those situations. And in some situations, I'm still in those situations. So I'm talking to myself just as much as I'm talking to you. But what actions, what things can you do newly? What things can you stop doing that keep that part of your life that you don't like working? What keeps it in place? What can you transform with it? Now, you know, we talked about how you may be numb to it, but you're numb. What are you numb to? You're numb to the pain. So it's painful. Think about if you had an organ that wasn't working, your body would be in pain. And some people are pain tolerance is high. Other people, it's not. But you learn to live with it. You tolerate it. And then you have surgery to have the transplant. You get the new organ. It still hurts because they've gone in and they've cut out something that's vital with you and your body has to heal and accept it. But then there's this healing process. So in this surgery, you're reversing what's no longer serving you. You're focusing your attention on things. So maybe your mindset is, I want to be a better parent. And so what does that look like? First of all, define for yourself what a better parent is. And I would invite you to look at what is the version of you that's a better parent? Not comparatively, like Sharon over here is a better parent than Melissa is over here, or Bob's a better parent over here than Jonathan is over here, but am I a better parent now than I was yesterday, 2 weeks ago, what have you? Is the parenting and the conversations that I'm having with my child supporting my view of being a parent? Now, obviously, if you're not a parent, this doesn't apply to you, but put whatever thought you or whatever your situation is, replace it with parenting in the situation. So there are things or actions that you have. There are ways that you talk to your child. There are ways that you prioritize your child or you don't prioritize your child that don't work for you or don't work for the child, depending on what the situation is. So what can you do to shift that? Anytime that we make any kind of change in our life, it's challenging because it's unfamiliar. We have to get used to it. Anytime that I'm going to take something on in my life or make a change, a major change, I'm scared. I'm like, what if this doesn't work? What if I make a mistake? What if I fail at it? Of course you're going to fail at it. It's new. You have to learn how to incorporate it into your world. And sometimes that means you need to release some things. So as you're making these changes, you're going to experience pain. You're not going to be a master at something. You're going to experience different emotions and different experiences. Maybe you're really great at something, and with this, you're going to experience that you're really bad at it. I'll go back to the example I talked about in one of my other episodes. When you were first learning to walk as a kid, you sucked at it. You fell all the time, but you didn't give up. So if this is something that you're actually going to go and take the time to shift, give yourself room to fail. Give yourself room to learn. If you want to, we'll stick to the parent thing. Maybe you don't know what being a better parent looks like. You're just not happy with what's happening with your kids. Maybe you need to seek out assistance. Maybe you need to get a counselor. Maybe you need to get coaching. Maybe you need to find a parent who you think is the ideal parent to what you want and talk to them about how they parent their kids and determine what actions you need to take and then do those different actions. Maybe you just need to read a book. There are all kinds of ways that you can get more information. But the thing is, and what I invite you to do, regardless if you have those dark corners of your world that you don't want to look at, or you don't have those and you're happy with your life, but you're looking at what's going to take you to the next level, is to stretch yourself, push yourself, put more on your plate that you can deal with or than you think you can deal with. Take on things that you at one point thought were impossible. you know, I maybe you don't know this, but I play the cello. I played the cello for many years, and I was invited to play with the Philharmonic, which is a pretty high-level group. And the music is hard. And I have spent a lot of time practicing to get up to that caliber. Now, there would be a time where I would say, that music's too hard, I'm not even going to play. But I love playing with this group, and so I do what I need to do. I may have to take it super slow, and it sounds horrible until I get it. But then the more I practice it, the better I get at it. And the more you push yourself, the more you stretch yourself, the better you get at things. So I invite you to stretch yourself, be an example for others, let them learn from you. Because the greatest thing, there's a quote that I'm reading Robert Sharma's 5 a.m. Club, because I put myself in a leadership group and I was freaked out to do it because the caliber of people that in here is just over the top. But I went ahead and put myself in this group. And I wish I could find this title. There's a quote in the book that talked about put yourself in situations where you are scared, but know and trust that you're going to be okay. It's all going to work out. Even if it doesn't appear to work out, you're going to learn something or get some lesson from it. And if you just give yourself the space to learn, and as I've said before, fail, and then fail forward and grow and learn from that, then all things are possible. So in summary, we talked about transplants. I invite you to have a mindset transplant. Shift how you see your world. Shift how you see yourself. Get in action. Don't just sit back and wish that things were different. Get out there and do something. You are a magnificent person. And either you know that or you forgot it. But you are. And if you say, yeah, Malcolm, you don't know who I am, you are. Everyone who's walking the face of the earth. Of this earth is magnificent in some way, shape, or form, including you. You have gifts that you can offer the world, and the sooner that you have those transplants come out of you and bring them out into the world, the more you're going to be able to transform someone else's life. And that has you being the true you, and that supports them in being their true selves as well. And that's really what all this is about. So that's what our message is today. Have a fantastic day. Thank you for your time listening to me. I hope that things are going well. Be true to yourself, and I'll see you next time. The truth.